just have to get Carruthers, and we're eating a chicken on the documentary set. I went out here and talked to him about it, and we've got, as I knew we didn't, and I went back over the people to be sure where we've got no problem. This Spiegel, who is the producer, is a huge, oafish looking guy with a trimmed beard and all. But he, interestingly enough, in the people that have been working on this, he was the guy out of all the team that's working on it that Buchanan was most excited about. And was, Buchanan was the main backer of Spiegel. But the guy who's writing this, writing the documentaries, is Sam Thomas, who is the guy that wrote Freedom's Finest Hour. You wrote him a letter. You saw it. This documentary did somewhere. I wrote him a letter
about it.
Yeah, a while back. You saw the film. The executive producer is a super conservative. He's a Dean Birch type guy. Warren Bush. And the stuff that Walter's doing, the other two documentary efforts that he's in now are the National Geographic series, which is straight, you know, superb, marvelous film stuff, but there isn't a touch of modern nouveau.
Who is Wolper?
Wolper is the guy that's whose organization is doing this. It was considered by everybody that's by far the best documentarian in the business. He's the guy who did the Kennedy film on the Years of Lightning and Days of Drums.
Who's the one that's doing who's doing the McGarrett one? He first, remember the Kennedy thing, but it was a pretty good documentary for everybody else.
Yeah, and I don't know who's doing it. I'll find out.
Not
but Wolper's other main series that he's doing now, documentaries, is the Appointment with Destiny series, which the Lee at Appomattox was one of, and the Lincoln one is another of, and is the best by far, again, documentary series, historical series, and it's a super Believe in America type series. And all of his stuff is very fundamental, commercial type film.
Just wanted to be sure.
And it's all done for television, not for theater. He's not a theater type filmmaker. He's a TV man. Spiegel is a clearly the best man in the field. All our guys think. And they think you will think the same thing. I raised these doubts and said, you know, well, now have we really thought this through? Because from what I've seen, I had no feeling of this at all, no feeling of a problem.
Yeah.
They've been wallowing around in the film and all that. Jesus, no. No, first of all, we have complete control, but in the second place, we wouldn't need to.
With the amount they've taken, I wonder.
Do that even when you know they're working on the news. They'll shoot miles in order to get close to that.
All right. Hope's good.
Now, it's you know we still have total control over it, and they were all just horrified at you know the guy's comment. Couldn't understand what context.
I was concerned about it. He made it wrong.
Probably, but that's as they. I didn't say anything. They all reacted exactly the way they should, which was you know who the hell cares. That's not what we're making it for. And there's no question that Dick Moore, I think, is about as solid middle America as anybody we've got around.
Yeah.
Is very much on saying that we're in the right direction. They have no fear that we're on this. I didn't either, but I got the one
big problem.
Thank you.
separate story out of the play.
So we have three separate stories in our
small story. It's too bad we couldn't do the astronaut story separately. That's the one that would have been good if we had another day for, but we just didn't. And they're here today.
We're here. Oh, well, we've done astronaut thing. I think that'll run, though. I think the astronaut story will run someplace.
Oh, absolutely.
They've been running stuff. There was a feature thing. It's interesting. The little biplane on the CBS radio this morning. It was a feature thing about how excited
John Young.
Who?
Young.
Is that the one? One of the astronauts was about coming to dinner here tonight. And an interview about it, you know, Jesus, were you nervous about, no, I'm looking forward to it. I get a chance to meet some really nice people.
I heard that.
It's going to be a big thing. And that's, but that's, you know, just a little, we don't think about that.
And then they were the night, too, so they had a great time.
They talked, they mentioned that, that after the dinner, they were going up to the president's retreat at Camp David for a well-deserved day off tomorrow.
Yeah, they got a terrific reception. They had a terrific reception. They've been out so
far. Well, he made that point, too.
He did. And he got, he made a hell of a point in this thing about, he said, geez, I was kind of concerned about going out on this tour because I had heard that people were in the country were against the space program. He says, but my God, we got a fantastic reception, great crowds of people. He said, they're real Americans. They wave flags, and they're patriotic, and they believe in this country, which was a damn good point.
I heard that too. It was damn well.
As a matter of fact, we helped the space program with that announcement in Moscow, too. Even.
Sure. Because we're about a lot of people that are against space if we're doing something with the damn Russians.
Now, what can they do?
Now they got to support it. They got to lock up with the damn Russians up there somewhere. That's very interesting.
But that's a little, you know, something we didn't know about, we've never thought of, hear about. There it is.
After I left, how did they kiss your thing? Well, did you save the whole thing?
No, I was not able to, but I've looked at a lot of the transcripts. It went pretty well. Mars is moving pretty straight on it. He ended up, I think, at about noon.
No, but how long did he say his statement really meant?
No, it went about 35 minutes.
That's it.
I may be wrong. Right, why is it about 35?
He so totally screwed up his staff that he may have wiped it out.
It's really funny.
He had his entire office in tears this morning.
Wow.
Well, he worked till 10 o'clock last night, reworking his draft and making notes on, you know, on his opening statement. And he left it in his office and said this for me when I come in the morning. Then he went home and took another copy of the same draft that without his working on it, notes on it. Got home, he started working on it some more, made a whole lot more notes into the night last night. Got in the office at 8:15 this morning, tossed the new notes to his secretary and said, work these in with the other one and give me a tight thing.
But
at
the different secretaries, because the other ones at work.
In the morning, running a different
cycle. The poor girls didn't know what to
do. So there was this complete channels, and he came in and was tearing papers out of the typewriters and everything. All the girls were breaking down, crying. Haig was just sitting there laughing and throwing up his hands. What do we do now?
Henry reverted back this morning for this brief period. I mean, he was actually walking around, you know. Have you ever seen a little kid, you know, just to get back in his car and scrape a few across the road?
Yeah.
Don't wear him out. He was doing that.
Obviously. Tired, uptight. This is a big photo thing that he's going to do. It. But hey, it's so marvelous. You know, he was laughing. He said, well, we hit it this morning. He said, Haig just laughed. He said, there was no way we could win. I don't know whether he's got the right pages or in the right order, and it just doesn't matter because he knows what he has to say anyway.
As a matter of fact, he didn't really have to.
He did fine, though. What did he get out of this?
Sharp shooting did.
How long did you stay? Why you came back on it? I took 15 minutes. And then we had a hell of a time. Remember, I told McGregor to get up there at 9 o'clock. What time did we start? 9:15.
It was 9:20. Huh? And Fulbright walked. They were starting without Fulbright. They went up to get you, and Fulbright wasn't there. He walked in just as they started up to get you.
But it went well. Your story, you see, what you said.
I am brief then.
No, but what you said, though, no rubber sand.
Huh?
You had a couple of real good lines, no rubber sand.
Yeah, we are no rubber sand. I don't blind faith.
Blind faith.
I want you to question this and look into
it. I actually want to search things so that the American people, so that you will believe.
They did?
They did.
It's probably worth going, even though it's mostly in the writing press. Henry's are probably the technical factors.
Pretty much so, yes.
But you know, he...
But they made the point that this was a very major thing. This is the largest congressional briefing ever held in the White House. And I went through all the... It had, it put the thing back up front and center, which is good.
The fact that we put them all down, we took it.
And they said it was a...
We were going to take 3 hours, and we took 2.5 hours, which is... I don't know. Henry felt it, because he was a lieutenant, but he felt it. It was just as well that it didn't go, and we were going to...
I think he bumped a lot.
They had plenty of time.
The Congress, Henry said the questions were very good anyway.
Most of them understand it by the time they get to the first 3 or 4 basic questions that thing. And reading that.
Was Scoot Jackson?
Yeah, he has.
He listens.
He understands it. And, well, I don't know that he, I hope the little, I hope the astronaut story gets a play.
It was.
Particularly, did they get out the idea of the cooperation with other countries and so forth? I don't know what it might
say. Young referred to that in his remarks.
Did he?
Made really all the points you made.
They're all so good, these guys. It's every time we can. The other thing we can do.
But they're good for square.
As if and when. Damn right, as if and when. Which will happen. They. Every time we can try back that Soviet trip we want to, letters, they go over there.
Well, they were making the point about how all the astronauts are studying Russia because of the communication thing, because they all want to be a part of that mission.
And I guess they're all volunteering for that mission.
Right.
They all want to be in it.
And then Young went through the process of how it would work, but not in a technical way. Mm-hmm. You know, he just showed how this is what you did with you.
Jesus is over my head totally. You know, it was certainly interesting. Tactics throughout, you know, every time we do anything in Vietnam.
It's always what
glad to see, I was so glad to see you have the recognized motor car racing when you had them here at the lighthouse. And she said, she saw one guy, I don't know, the champion rider or resident, he says, you know, he's wearing the cuff that you gave him. But anyway, she was, you know, a really stylish gal, very attractive child. The other one had, fortunately, the kids, both about 6 years old, were just as cute as they could be. So there we stood.
He there. That's it for real.
Yes, totally.
He's standing on a platform while they're translating his speech. He stands like this, so they come over and sit at the bottom. He says,
we put this on the platform.
Oh, yeah. On the platform.
They used to be
the president. The two women with their kids up
there. Probably, and then he,
I bet you that's a good picture. You knew exactly what he meant.
And then I came, when he finished that,
he's got a
sign. And I gave him, it was a cross, so I did. It was about time. But he is worthy of
the Abrasso work.
That was the place to it. Sure. I got out of the car.
Well, you had a reaction to it that way. It fit.
I just had a call as I came in from Senator Massias.
Yeah.
And he said he had done a lot of thinking in the last 48 hours. And he's concluded that last year the vote for the Mansfield Amendment was to spur negotiations. Now the vote for the Mansfield Amendment is to block negotiations. And therefore he's going to vote against the Mansfield Amendment.
I think did you hear though? Well, that's so good. Congratulations, Speaker. Did you hear the crack he made about Mansfield? It's the greatest crack you heard about it.
No.
Anyway,
I didn't hear this.
The best crack in years.
I began my speech by saying, don't you please go to Father to bed. So when I was asked by the Senator to appear at that dinner, I looked at the voting record. Then I knew it had to be a bipartisan dinner.
Goods there, which are in question. doing a documentary on you this evening, maybe I'll put, get in some of these comments.
Good idea.
I'm saving myself for the rest of it.
Yeah, I gave, I read Abram's account, right? Rather, it's rather his analysis of what's going on in Vietnam. He seems to be rather upbeat about things.
Well, I think we've broken this down.
He says again, oh, they're gonna do something on the 21st Division. That's for 2 years now. He just, I don't think you will do anything about that division, do you?
It was pretty good at the Delta, but once it came up into the third quarter, it just turned into a disaster.
Let me tell you, whatever happens in Anlock, Henry, it has been a very good story for our side. And the reason it's been a good story, in my view, is it's shown the refugees come out. It said it's been a 68-day siege. Of course, they say it isn't like Yen Yen Vu in psychological effects. But nevertheless, it's quite something that these little guys fought that long. What do you think, Ron? Do you think it's been a good story in Anlock?
It's a, this Vietnamese army is amazing in this respect. They are not worth a damn in offensive action. And they fight like tigers on the defense. And
why do you think they're afraid to be captured?
They're afraid of the North Vietnamese and they're afraid to be captured. And so you get them surrounded and they fight like demons. That's this division. Was a disaster. The 23rd Division in Compton was a disaster. Both survived, both fought extremely well when they were surrounded.
Did you show Henry what Alsop wrote us about John Banner?
I saw that.
I'm going to invite Alsop over to see the Freedom. I'm going to give the Freedom Medal of his son over and let Alsop come in and cover it. Oh, he would love that. And he was left there. Van was a great patriot.
Great.
Remember the time he came and saw me here? I just stood with a flag with him for a while. Gosh, he had a grip of steel and strong. Right. This was when it was tough, right out in Cambodia.
I think we've broken their back everywhere except Hue. And I hope they'll attack in Hue soon, because if we're not going to make it with 105 P-52s there, I mean, with 105 sorties, we have 180 P-52s there.
Sure.
We're never going to make it. And we might as well find it out.
Did you see Matt Sue's crap about your bombing today?
What?
He said, well, pretty soon there aren't going to be any military targets left, and all we'll have to bomb is civilians.
Yeah. He also said Henry Kissinger doesn't go.
Doesn't travel with an empty bag. Empty tube.
An empty bag. Do you travel with a full bag or just a bag?
Bag.
That's right.
He sold your line from you too, didn't he?
But you know something, Henry, you've got to say, I know it, Mr. President, that you've got to not receive in Moscow within 2 weeks of the mining. I received in Peking within 5 weeks of the mining, and while they're clobbering the big cheeses out of North Vietnam.
That's horrible.
And, I mean, if you imagine how the Mexicans would feel if you received somebody clobbering the hell out of them in Washington, you'd get some sense out of them.
Listen. Much as I love the Mexicans as a people, I just say thank God they aren't fighting in Vietnam. They are the most unorganized. I mean, it's really, you can see why you always have the cracks about the Mexican army, can't you?
Yeah, they got so screwed up.
They, I don't know why it is. It's
just their whole approach to life. They don't worry about anything.
No, they don't. And everything, you know, he brought with him Henry. This trip, you weren't over there in the line. He'll never stop. My God, he had the President of the House, the President of the Senate, he had three labor leaders, he had four business leaders, and of course, four cabinet officers with him.
President of the Supreme Court.
President of the Supreme Court.
They all make a tremendous pile when they work, when they're in the government. Have you ever seen the Aliman Cove in Akron?
son was with the government.
They just sort of steal my college as my way of life.
I mean, that's just part of the plan. The president becomes a multimillionaire.
And then because
he gets some business interests lined up for himself.
You know how he was saying, was gracious to you here, that's right. Well, the Cuban, and I met his lovely wife, but the Cuban Minister of Education came over to the United States. This was while the other, before Castro, years ago, came over to the United States. And he brought with him three suitcases full of cash. I mean, they came in and filled it up and they came out. And he bought